Right. All right. Many blessings, sweetheart. Hello, Miss Jenny.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Can I have a message, please?
Ooh, I got a video tonight. This is cool. And say your first name.
Jennifer.
Trust where you are. In other words, you don't have to worry that you're not further ahead. Like, just see every step is perfect. See every step is divine. See every step is divinely ordered. There's a tendency to be like a little misgiving or a little, frustrated maybe, like I should be over there, or why can't I be there? Every step is ordered. So the more, and I feel so good about this, the more you stay consistent with your own surroundings. In other words, it's like you're on this path. Every step needs to be firmly mastered. And so all that matters is right where you are. I can't get this next part. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Thank you. All that matters is right where you are. And they're saying, and then you're learning well. So just notice if you ever get like frustrated, like I should be further along, or why is this taking this long? They don't see it that way. Like, just imagine you're on an obstacle course and you got to master each step, and it's like, oh man, I shouldn't be on this step. And it's like, of course you should be, because that's the step that you need to master. And if it takes you a little bit longer, they're saying it's all included. And what they mean by that is, like, time is subjective. So what we think is too long or late or whatever, it's like our higher guidance already knows how long every step's going to take. So it's already been managed. It's already been orchestrated. It's already been, like, thought out. So you have all the time that you need. There's something about like not resisting or just noticing resistance. And they're saying that, you know, that's just not a consideration at all. Just simply be where you are and all will be attended to. So that's the first thing. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Love who you are. Love who you are. You're learning to take yourself back. You're learning to develop a most harmonious relationship with self. So when I see you fussing with yourself. You know, just imagine like 2-3-year-olds bickering about whatever. Like just fussing about like which doll to use or what they should be eating now or whatever. So you want to be your own best playmate. You want to be your own best friend. What you're learning in it, you're learning two things simultaneously. In other words, whatever the skill is of the day, but simultaneously what you're learning is love's attractiveness. In other words, you're learning primarily the relationship with self, the love of self. So this is where you're taking yourself back. This is where you're being devoted to self. So you're learning to be patient with self and loving to self and kind to self. You cannot be too loving to yourself right now. This is all about loving self, patience with self, devotion to self, appreciation of self. So it's the relationship with self that's actually measured. So just imagine that you're practicing, I don't know, trans-channeling or bringing through energy or whatever you're doing, that while you're doing that, what they're helping you do is to be patient with yourself as you do that, because it's that love that accentuates, it's that love that really is going to bring forth that master realization, that master resemblance. And for whatever reason, you did a backflip. And what I mean by that is you responded to the ego. You responded to the negative or whatever. So you have a little bit of, I don't know what it is, like parroting or someone saying that to me. So I'm going to say that to myself, something like that. And that's what they're grooming you with. That's what they're demonstrating. That's what they're, like I see like an obstacle, and then like that obstacle is knocked down. Like that's what you're crossing over. That's what you're eliminating. That's what you're just stepping upon. Where the more love, the more love, the more it's like, it's okay, we're gonna get it, it's okay. This old obstacle energy falls down. That's what this is about right now. This is about your love of self. And so when I say love of self, it's like a dam breaking. So that old stuff's breaking, and then you got the floodwaters, and then you got the harmony. Now when I say the harmony, all your gifts are going to ride in. So all the spiritual energy, whatever it is you're here to bring in, that's why this relationship with self, the devotion to self, the patience with self, the self-talk, that's why that's what's primary right now. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Thank you. You just look like a little girl. Imagine like you were taking care of your favorite doll, your favorite whatever, like that's how they're teaching you to take care of self, to be devoted to self. Like your favorite playmate, your favorite doll, your favorite whatever it was. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
You're going to find, thank you, when you go too fast, where if you accomplish the task at hand, but you're not doing it with loving measure, you're going to be stopped. And you may feel like, why did that happen? Why did that break? Why did that drop? It's responding to the negative energy to get your attention, to get your attention so that you mind your manners, so that you clean up your effectiveness, so that you remember to be self-evolved. Oh, God bless you. I go through periods sometimes where I keep staining things, breaking things, dropping things. Now I know why, listening to this. All right, and say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Love of self. Love of self. I see a doll with you. When I do it using your energy, I see a cat that I loved growing up. You know, how I would treat that cat. That's how I need to treat myself in my internal dialogue. All right, and let's see what else. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
I just see you as this little girl, and you're like holding up this doll or animal, I don't know what it is, but you're holding it up and you're so proud of it, and you're like, see, and they're saying like, that's how they see you. They're like holding you up, like, see, do you see her? So this is like self-appreciation, self-love, but that sounds so clinical. How would I say this? Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Just like really being your own best friend, really being like on your side, really being devoted, really being patient, really being kind. Like you would a kitty cat or doll or your favorite playmate. They're gonna slow you down. I just see where you're just like, you're into the action, and you know, where you're being slowed down. So if stuff takes longer or you drop stuff or whatever, they're really trying to slow you down so that you commit to the heart, so that you commit to the heart. But I do feel like there are impediments that with all this love, this is going to break away. This is going to break away. And for good. Like, it's not just an exercise for Wednesday. This is like a permanent healing. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Oh, it's so, so good, sweetheart. I don't know where the heck this went to, but I used to have a necklace, and it was a heart of pink. I guess it was rose quartz with diamonds. Really pretty. Like, where is that today, right? But anyway, that's what I'm seeing. So that's like what you're wearing, like that love of self, that love of self. And the card I have is Wisdom Master. So this is like these are the wisdom masters that are supporting you. And my feeling is because you're coming to understand you are the wisdom master. So this is the whole point, is you have to self-respect. You have to self-respect. Oh, gosh. I just feel like, oh, I don't even know how to say it. I just feel like we were having that conversation on this other level, besides the level that we're just sort of chatting with. Like, I just feel blown away by it. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
You're going to notice it. Like, you're just going to feel it. Like, whether you hear someone else saying something, whether you hear yourself say it, like, it'll just feel staticky. Like, it's going to get your attention now. Love of self, love of self. You're just so cute. You're just this little girl. You're just adorable. This is what they're taking you back to. And the card I have is patience. It's like a lot of patience for self, a lot of attention. It's going to take attention to almost like, I don't want to say reprogram, but to teach, to instruct, to return. So you're returning to your natural state is what you're doing. You don't have to worry about your skills or whatever. They're just going to come through. So you open up to that love. I just got the card of universal love, and everything's there. Everything is there. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Love of self, kindness, patience, appreciation. Oh, I just want to hug you. Like, it's just so good. They're saying you're being timed. You are not being timed. But you're being counseled. You're being helped. You're being supported. That is your message. It is so, it's time. It's just time. Ugh. And did you have a question?
Thank you. That was really great. Sorry for my good ass. I do have a question. I keep having like teeth problems, like teeth pain and feelings like all over. And I feel like it's some sort of message or energy or something. I don't know if you could tune into that.
Say your first name, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Are you grinding your teeth or something? Like, are you clenching?
I do that, but I haven't noticed that.
Excuse me. I honestly don't know, except when I pull cards, I get very good cards. I mean, I get excellent cards, not even very good cards.
Okay.
Balance, spiritual union. So that's all I got.
I'll take it. I'll take that.
All right, sweetheart. So much love.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for waiting, sweetheart. Sorry for the wait.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi. Of course. All right. You had questions. So let me give you a message first, and then we'll go through your questions. Say your first name, honey.
Anna.
Say it one more time.
Anna.
You want to add to the first reaction. When you say Anna, I hear and. So let me explain that to you. Say your name one more time, my love.
Anna.
Thank you. You want to give yourself additional consideration. You're sometimes a little too hard on yourself. I'm just going to say it that way. So it's like, well, I may not have done it right the first time, but I came back, or I didn't give up, or I tried again, or I learned what not to do. So it's important for you to give yourself due consideration. For whatever reason, you seem to be a little hard on yourself, and you notice what's missing rather than what's gaining. So if you remember some of the messages tonight, A few of them were stay devoted, keep going, you're on the right path. So don't sell yourself short. Make sure you add the additional admission. They're guiding you to take yourself home. I feel like there's no accident you came after Jenny, because your message also is one of self-love. And I do feel like you're being guided and supported to increase that love of self and that good favor. And for whatever reason, you tend to just like almost slap their hand, and they don't mean that literally, but you kind of ignore it. It's sort of like, no. So you want to remember that you are a hearing spirit. I can guarantee you that. You do channel. You are picking up high vibrational consideration. So you want to take advantage of what's around. You really want to pay attention. I understand that. Sometimes my guides will actually specifically tell me, no, don't do something. And unfortunately, I am here to admit I'll do it anyway. Self will run riot, as they say. But, you know, lucky for me, I don't do that too often. But the point is, you want to realize that it's giving you its best advantage. When I receive you, it's tailgating you. So it's helping you to self-correct. It's helping you to self-advance. It's helping you to really administer to all your good values. You tend to shrink up a bit. And what I mean by that is you notice the blemish, but you don't notice the sunshine. You don't notice the golden ray. You don't notice the golden light. The more you can notice it, it's going to help you plan ahead. And what I mean by that is you have opportunities. You have, I don't know, you're being guided. But in order for you to follow through with the guidance, you must present. What I mean by that is you have to see yourself ready. You have to see yourself justified. You have to come into full alignment and agreement, just like what we were explaining with Noah. And I may lose battery, and I don't want you to lose this. So hold on a second. I'll switch up the batteries. Starting to blink on me.